Imagine if you are asleep. Take a deep breath in and out. In a deep slumber, your body fully rested and no longer really needing sleep, but just enjoying the simple pleasure of deep relaxation. Close your eyes if you haven't already. What would you want to dream about in such a deep, wonderful sleep? That's a nice thought. Keep thinking about it and take another deep breath in and out. Can you feel those pleasurable sensations gently caressing your skin? And another deep breath in and out. Can you hear the soothing sounds all around you? Perhaps you have arrived at a very welcoming party when suddenly you catch the eye of someone from across the room. Your eyes lock, but only for a heartbeat. Then she disappears deeper into the crowded room. And so, you are left with nothing but the warm flush of attraction and a fleeting image of their alluring silhouette. Then she catches your eyes again, and you feel your cock twitch. Time stops as you stare deeper into her eyes. Those eyes that say, "I want you." Or are you just imagining that? Did she deliberately slide that tempting finger across her cleavage? Or are you just projecting your desires onto her? You want to keep staring at her body, but she caught you. And was that a key glinting on a silver chain, half hidden between those shapely breasts? Or is this all just wishful thinking? Her body sways seductively as she saunters towards you, with such slow confidence that you realize she has been deliberately catching your attention. Staring straight into your eyes now, as she approaches. Who do you want this to be? This woman of your dreams coming to seduce you? Me? Oh, I'm very flattered, sweet little human. Yes, human. I'm sure a smart boy like you has guessed by now that I am a succubus. What do you see before you when you hear the word succubus? Do you fear me? Or desire me? Or both? I am a succubus. A sultry shapeshifter, a wet dream demon. And I'm sure a horny little boy like you has been having all kinds of naughty thoughts about me. If only you knew how I've also fantasized about you. So, let me help by showing you how to summon me, so we can make our dream a reality. Because you want to summon me, a succubus, to fulfill your every desire. And lucky for you, summoning is easy, especially when you've met a succubus as willing as I am. And there are just 3 simple steps. First, you have to open your heart to me. Say, "I want a succubus to meet me here, between reality and dream." Good boy. Second, you have to see me in your mind's eye. Say, "I see a succubus approaching me. Her curves are sensual. Her eyes are mean." Very good, little one. Third, you have to call me. Say, "I call this succubus my goddess, lady, Domina, and Queen. Say it again. I call this succubus my goddess, lady, domina, and queen. Say it one more time. I call this succubus my goddess, lady, domina, and queen. You have summoned me, and I have arrived. Be very careful, human. Your domina is here. And I'm warning you, you will only get one chance to bind me. The laws of conjuration leave no room for mistakes. So, listen very carefully, and do exactly as I say. First, you must lure me in, attract me and seduce me with your sexual energy, by stroking your cock for me. Yes, stroke for me. Oh, don't worry, your embarrassment just adds to your allure. Stroke like you mean it. Coax that pre-cum out and offer it as your sacrifice to me. Focus on your own pleasure like you do when I'm not around. Your every stroke must heighten your desire so you can draw me to you. And you must keep stroking. If you don't keep stroking, I could be drawn away from you. Summoned by a lustier dreamer. And I'm sure you don't want that. Also, of course, you must not let your arousal end. That would let me escape your binding. So, no coming. Good. Now, we can begin to write our contract. We will write it with arousal as our ink, and your mind as our paper, deep inside your dreams. So, focus on your strongest desires, and visualize them in your dream. What do you wish for? What do you long for? What do you see? Speak it aloud if you are brave. Tell me. Or whisper it if you're feeling too shy to say it. Whisper your dirty secrets to me. Yes, keep whispering those naughty little words. Or maybe just quietly fantasize about your darkest desires. If you're perhaps not quite convinced yet that you really want me to fulfill them, if you are perhaps afraid that I might find out exactly what it is you deserve, what it is you really need, rather than what you just selfishly want. Yes, keep fantasizing. I know you can't keep yourself from focusing on it now. Free your fantasies. Even as you feel that I gently roam through your dirty thoughts, preparing to use them against you later on. yes. Ah, good. The contract is sealed shut, little slut. I will give you exactly what you need. But let's start with something easy. Something you desire very much. Keep stroking your slutty cock for me. As you go back to seeing my sexy cleavage, bring back the vision I used to lure you in earlier. Just focus on what it looks like in your mind. What you want it to look like. And remember that I am a succubus. I can sense your need and change my appearance to fit exactly what you crave the most. Watch me slowly strip off one layer of tightly hugging clothing, only to reveal another, more deeply plunging neckline. Look at how my eyes smile and how my hands flirt with you as I slowly strip off my top to tease you with yet more sensual, silky clothing. A hint of leather, lace, latex. See whatever it is that you desire. Undressing for you, but not becoming any more exposed. Instead, I grow more powerful as I reshape my attire to attract you. One illusion after another, fading away only to reveal a more arousing reality behind it. I will sharpen your desires to a diamond. Hard edge, and use that edge to cut away every inhibition you still cling to. And when I've driven you to your sharpest edge, you will stay there, never going over the edge, but also never letting that edge grow dull. I need a long, sharp edge to free you from your inhibitions. You have built so many shameful layers to hide behind. But by the time I'm through with you, you'll be permissive, open, and vulnerable. You will allow me to do anything to you. I know you like the sound of that. I know because your cock pulsed when I said it. I know because you chose to listen to this audio. I know because I'm telling you to like it. You enjoy being teased by an assertive domina. You enjoy losing all control as I cut away your inhibitions one by one to expose and free the naked slut hiding inside you, as I build your need and start to fill those balls to aching fullness, as I look into your slutty soul and drink in your flush of arousal. I enjoy making you horny. I enjoy making you ache. And I enjoy gently humiliating you by showing you how much you enjoy this nearly as much as I do. You enjoy being watched by me, being seen for who you truly are. A horny boy stroking his needy cock for me. Stay on that edge. I need it to cut away the last of your inhibitions. Oh, but what is this I see? Secret desires you've been hiding even from me. Desires that you didn't want me to find. Silly boy, you can't hide anything from me. I am tasting your shameful secrets from inside your mind, and they are delicious. Not only do you want to be seduced, not only do you need to be teased, not only do you lust after being edged again and again, but you desire to be denied coming by me. Admit it, you needy, needy boy. You like being helplessly horny. Say it. Say, I want to be denied. Yes. Now say this, I need to be denied. Yes. And finally, say this, I am a denial slut. Yes, yes you are. The truth is revealed. And with my fiendish powers, I am binding you You may try to orgasm, but you are destined for denial. Oh, you're whimpering already. Oh, this is going to be such fun. I've only just begun teasing you. What's that? You don't really desire denial. You want to come. Well, isn't that just adorable? Oh, begging too. You really are the best victim I've found in centuries. I enjoy how you're trying to squirm your way out of living out your own deepest fantasies. Very well. Let's see if you can really come then. Go ahead. Try stroking over that edge and finding your release. You've wanked so many times before. It should be no trouble at all to work yourself over that edge you've been holding on to. What's that? I'm forcing you not to. My succubus magic is preventing you from coming. Oh, my dear slut. You have no idea. You didn't really summon me. Silly boy. I was there from the start. And you have no concept of the arcane expertise summoning would have required. You just repeated a few words I said. You just did what I told you to do. Summoning me would mean you had forced me to appear. You just obeyed like the good boy you are at heart. In reality, there is no such thing as summoning a succubus. That's just a myth we planted in you humans to make it easier to manipulate. We succubi are powerful beings, and you are our pets, our prey, our victims. You have no choice here. You just like to think that you do. It's adorable. Letting you feel like you are in control of summoning and binding is just the bait that we use to lure you in. What actually happened here was that I visited the dream of a human, made them write a script, and put it on Gone Wild Audio on Reddit. And then I visit another human's dreams and convinced her to record that script. And now, you have been lured into listening to this audio. I didn't even need to read your mind earlier on. You were exposed the moment you chose to listen to this audio and reveal your vulnerabilities. This audio is just the door I led you through to make you dream of me. And you haven't bound me. You just spoke out loud your desires, working yourself up and making yourself more susceptible to my seduction. This body is a weapon to seduce you with. This voice I'm wielding is just another tool for me to torment you with. I enticed you in with this audio. I teased you into my trap. What could be better bait for catching horny humans than an audio to attract those who fantasize about, yes, about being forced to aching arousal and then etched eternally? I tricked you. A little. I admit it. But mostly, you walked willingly into your own subjugation. You had a choice before, but now, you truly have no power. It is too late for you to turn back. So, let me have some fun with you. Keep stroking. Well, okay then. I will stop this game of mine, and I will tell you the truth. I'm not actually a succubus. Of course, I'm not. There is no such thing as a succubus. They're just a myth from a medieval folklore. A superstition turned into popular fantasies by lusty little sluts like yourself. I may delight in denying you but I'm just a terrible tease who really loves the idea of you stroking to my voice and struggling not to come. Or struggling to come. I'm not sure which it really is by now. Are you? Either way, don't stop stroking. Your aching is arousing me. And your suffering, it's getting me off. You wouldn't believe how wet I am right now. And it's all because of this. All because of you. Doing what I say. Oh, but I'm not forcing you. You willingly submitted to me. But doesn't that just make this even hotter? Not only are you stroking to me, being teased by me, being edged by me, and being denied by me. You're doing so because you want it. Because you willingly surrendered all of your control to me. You gave me control of your cock, your pleasure, and your orgasm because you wanted me to tease and torment you. This is your fantasy as much as it is mine. That is why I recorded this audio. To fuck with sluts like you. To fuck sluts like you. Because we are fucking right now. You realize that, right? There's more to sex and penetration, you know. I am fucking your submissive mind. I am fucking your shameful, slutty sense of self. I'm fucking your soul. Even if there is no soul, of course, it's just a metaphor, right? A metaphor for your psyche. Can't you feel how deeply I'm seeing you right now? How deeply you're revealing yourself to me by confessing your need to be denied by me? I love submissive sluts like you. And you need to hear that so bad that you would wade through hell to hear it. Or suffer deep denial for as long as I want. Just to feel that you please me enough to make me say that you are a good boy. Yes, you have earned it now. Good boy. You still don't get to come, though. Oh, you poor boy. Good boys don't come. That's what makes them good. Now keep stroking. Keep stroking until you feel too close to that edge, and then slow down just enough to back away from it a little. Feel that sharp edge turning into a searing pulse of pleasure. Breathe deeply. Try to take back any tiny bit of control that you can. Try not to think of anything too sexual. Try not to think of how I'm deliberately teasing you. Try not to think about how many times you've edged for me, or how many times you will be edging for me. Oh, how I'm forcing you to do all of this. How you choose all this by your slutty, submissive self and just pretend I force you. Because it would be too humiliating to admit how badly you actually need all this. Don't you get dizzy from not thinking about all those things at the same time? Maybe it's time to start getting back close to that edge again. Let me help you let go of all those confusing thoughts and focus on the overwhelming pleasure instead. Yes, worship your domina. Pray for more of my sadistic seduction. Beg for my mercy, or beg for more teasing. Have you decided if I'm forcing you, or if you're submitting to this willingly yet? No? Let me help you then. By giving up this ruse of just being a tease, let me seduce you as only a succubus truly can. Yes, I'm a sadist, but what dream demon isn't? I planned to tease and torment you like this before you even knew of my existence. And now, I will keep torturing you with pleasure, lust, and arousal over and over again. Teasing you, oh, pushing you right to that edge, and denying you, of course. Using your edge to cut deeper kinks in your mind and make you even more aroused at the thought of how I'm edging you. Of course, I could force you, but I don't need to use any force, because soon I'll have imprinted on your mind with such deeply desires that you will be begging me to keep teasing you. You were a slut before I came for you, but I have managed to make you fall deeper into desperation than you have ever fallen before. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it overwhelming? Don't bother trying to answer. I know you can't really form coherent sentences at this point. So, let me just reassure you that even if you were to attempt to disobey and come, even then you would just find out what it feels like when I force you to obey. You are helpless before me, and I always get my way. This thing you experience as feeling helpless, this is the easy way. Don't make me show you what the hard way would be like now. You're mine, and you will do every single thing I say until I decide that I'm done with you. Until I decide to release you. You don't even know what to beg for anymore, do you? It may feel like you've been teased so bad because you wanted to come and I only edged and denied you. But the real teasing doesn't begin until you beg me to stop edging you and I still say no. And I keep edging you. Are you there yet? Ready to beg me to stop edging you? Oh, I love it when you don't even know what to beg for. Are you ready to beg me? Not for pleasure, not for orgasm, but just for the edging to end? Yes, I feel your desperation. Oh, and I feed on your frustration. Delicious. I still want you to say it, though. You're too tired for any more begging. Oh, that's all right, sweetie. I will say the words for you, then. All you have to do is say, yes, Domina, every time I ask you a question. I'm sure you can manage to do that even in your present state, can't you? Good boy. And you can also manage to refrain from coming just a little longer, can't you? Just like you've been holding back that orgasm for me all this time, haven't you? Because you want to dedicate yourself to pleasing me, to giving me pleasure, even when it means more suffering for you, don't you? But now, you just want to beg me to stop teasing you, don't you? Because you're such a frustrated slut, and you just can't take it anymore, can you? Oh, you can. You can take it more. Oh, I'm just kidding, dear. I'm not going to torment you more now. I just couldn't resist fucking with your horny brain one more time. Don't worry. I will release you from my spell. Because you really would do anything to have me release you from my terrible teasing, wouldn't you? Good boy. I'm such a mean tease. But I will be kind to you. Once you finish listening to this audio, I will let my succubus aura fade from your mind and body, and stop blocking your orgasm. When 15 minutes have passed, you should once again be able to come. Well, if you believe in such things as succubi. If not, I guess you don't really need to wait 15 minutes, but maybe just a glass of water? So you'll feel good enough to really enjoy finally getting to come. Is that what you need? Although, if you enjoy orgasm control and orgasm denial as much as I suspect, maybe the reason you begged me to stop teasing was that you still don't really, truly want to come. Maybe this audio has implanted a subliminal suggestion into your horny brain, so perhaps now you want to dedicate yourself to me as my devoted denial slut. That would certainly make you an even more attractive victim the next time a succubus goes hunting for prey to tease. But of course, that's not what has actually happened. Because we both know there's no such thing as a succubus. Although there are a sexy fantasy to tease you with. And if there were such thing as succubi, they certainly wouldn't be using Gone Wild audio as their hunting grounds. Would they? Sweet dreams, slut.